Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. The show is all about that. We're going to kick it off and go with Gail. Hi, Gail.
I've been fighting a very serious leg cramps and cramps in my feet. I've had blood work. They don't see anything there. I just wondered if I had some take on this, what I could be doing. Right now I've really upped my water intake, and I'm taking something called leg cramps. It's a little tablet. I was trying to see the maker.
Well, it depends. I mean, where the cramping is coming from probably is due to lack of minerals. Calcium, magnesium, potassium are very common, and we just don't get enough of it in our food supply. Plenty of calcium and dairy products, and of course dark leafy greens, but we're really depleted in magnesium. It's very, very common, and we're seeing it more and more. People that have like things like restless leg syndrome and, you know, the leg cramping at night. I'll tell you, a lot of times that one is magnesium, and magnesium is loaded up in a lot of the citrus fruits, especially with lemons and limes, really great. And so using maybe a couple of lemons or limes in your water or tea throughout the day, you can get in some extra magnesium, really some natural magnesium that way, which is a great way to go. A lot of people see diminishing symptoms just in adding in the lemons and the limes themselves. But a lot of that can go quite a long ways. So look into that. But yeah, look into the minerals, and also have a blood test done with your physician to check on vitamin D levels. Vitamin D3 is another big one that can be a big key. And finding those numbers out can be a great tool to get you where you need to go. Too much sitting after 60 may lead to disability. Now, we've heard recently a lot of studies, they've been talking about how that if you sit more than 6 hours a day can reduce your lifespan significantly. Well, too much sitting now has been linked to increased risk for health issues like heart failure and earlier death. And now a new study finds that older adults who sit too much are more likely to be disabled. Think about that. Regardless of their exercise habits. It's pretty incredible. Sedentary behavior is its own separate risk factor, said a new study researcher, Dorothy Dunlop. She's a professor of medicine at Northwestern. And she evaluated the exercise habits of more than 2,000 men and women aged 60 and above. And so regardless of how much time they spent in moderate physical activity, the more time they spent being sedentary is the more likely they'll be disabled. That's not really a cool way to think about it. Being disabled, that's not in the cards. Not for this guy. So, however, another expert wonders if the relationship may occur in an opposite way, that the more disabled people are, the more sedentary they become. So the chicken and the egg. So the National Institute for Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Diseases was first published online recently. And in the Journal of Physical Activity and Health, they said Dunlop and her colleagues evaluated responses given to the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey and said the men and women answering the survey wore these accelerator devices and said few meet the guidelines of getting moderate activity for 2.5 hours a week. Only about 6% met that goal, and the other 94% did not. So on average, men and women spent 9 hours a day being sedentary during the waking hours, and about 4% reported being disabled. That's incredible. So we got to do things that are moving. And the challenge is, if you sit all day for your job, you can't change that, right? Because it's your job. But what you can do is get up every hour to 2 hours. Actually, I think it's every 2 hours they say walk around for 15 minutes straight, no matter what it is. But just get up and walk. And it does. It makes a big difference in your overall health. Be very, very cautious with it. But in this, they said, you know, the bottom line is you've got to keep moving. And with your diet, that needs to be good. But they said that the inactivity are one of the top leading challenges in what we're going to see more in the future, because we're all sitting more. And then you're sedentary and you're on your computer, you're on your devices or whatever it might be, and you're not getting what your body needs. It's very, very important. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Give us a call. We can power your lifestyle. We'll take you to the next level. Go to the website. Of course, we've got our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can touch base with our folks there from the website or call the number, 888-283-7272. All right, let's go to Don now. Hi, Don. Welcome.
I had a bout with chronic bronchitis. I learned when I was in the hospital. I just couldn't breathe. It scared me half to death. I'm 59 years old, been pretty much doing the health thing for 40 years, and I did have pneumonia about 3 years ago, and they say it's scar damage to the lungs, but I had a bad case of chronic bronchitis, and I've had it for since July, and I've had it for half a year, three quarters of a year, and still can't lick it. So can you help me?
Yeah, you know, one of the keys when your immune system is dropping like that, you've got recurrent bacteria or viral infections that keep popping up, and that typically is what happens. So what happens is you start getting the repeated infections that can't go away. And so, again, you got to look at it from the inside out. What can you do with the digestive tract? What can you do with the gut to get it healthy? To get it to where the immune system is strong enough, whether it's vitamin D levels, cutting out gluten and dairy, whether it's eliminating toxins from the environment and toxins from your food supply. I mean, whatever it takes, really, to make that happen is what you want to focus on and begin to build that. And, you know, again, in your case, it would really, really work well to, well, basically just to focus. And the taurine, L-taurine is an amino acid, and L-taurine is very, very good at regenerating a lot of the tissue, especially within the lungs. So you might want to look into the L-taurine itself. Just because of the benefits it could give you. And as you look into that, I mean, I would look into taurine and then also look into the probiotics. Those can be helpful. But getting the blood test done, having the specifics done, really, is what you want to focus on. That way they can really get down and pinpoint it and build a good game plan from there. But never underestimate changing up your diet and getting it to a place where you maybe want to use ionic silver, some supplementation, astragalus. Go to your health food store and they can give you a lot of these alternatives. But if the antibiotics are not knocking it out, probably something that is in the details. That's why nutritional deficiencies, to get those tested, can be quite helpful.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Lines are open now. 888-283-7272. Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Now, so many people think, I mean, of course, I talk all the time about different ways to do different things for different health challenges, but we don't talk too much about the emotional side of health. And happiness, just that internal sense of joy and happiness, they're saying now plays a pretty significant role in our overall health, and that's guarding your environment, guarding your own choices, and making good decisions on who you're going to hang out with, who you're going to surround yourself with, the books you read, all that sort of thing, can lead toward greater sense of happiness. So that's what I want to talk about, because 85% of the health challenges we face today are not genetic. You think, well, it's got to be genetic. No, 85% of what we deal with today are really comes down to our emotional health. And the CDC actually said that. They said they believe that the most and the root cause of disease is found in our emotional health. If we could somehow get that contained and taken care of, then our physical health would only follow in a lot of great ways. So here's some tips that are given to support the body when you're trying to control your environment. Number one is always look for the positive. Happy people are more likely than unhappy people to perceive themselves as well as the world around them in a positive manner. And that can mean with everything going on in their life. Nurture a lot of relationships. Not only friendships and family relationships make you happier, but also support relationships to help you live longer. Good friendships will do that. Proven strategies for happiness are to make time for the ones you love or people you would like to get to know better, and share in other people's successes with your own delight. Show appreciation for the people in your life and do something every week to support someone else's dreams. Powerful. Be physically active. If you need one more reason to get up and get moving, here it is. You'd be happier with regular exercise. And they say exercise is a proven method for preventing and managing negative emotions. So you could even get further along in your way to happiness if you exercise on a regular basis. Express gratitude. This is a big one. I think we need to do it more and more. Send thank you notes or emails. But really bring it from the heart. Don't just say thanks, you know, some wuss card that you send. Make it matter. Say something. Gratitude is a great antidote to anger and bitterness. So always be gracious to people, no matter what. Expressing sincere gratitude when someone in life actually makes you happier. Let them know that. Try writing these things down and sending them to others. Offer to help others, too. I mean, happy people are the ones that lend a hand. They're the ones that go out, the good Samaritans, and always willing to help. Because when you serve somebody else and you help someone else, no matter what they're dealing with, no matter what the struggle is, you actually are empowering yourself in many ways. Next is forgive. Now I'll tell you, this is probably one of the toughest for a lot of people. Because when you get crossed or you get done wrong and you get hurt, you don't want to be able to forgive. But it actually shows a great mark of healthy self-esteem when you're able to forgive, to let things go, and to say all is forgiven, and really move on, makes a big difference. The last two, one is take pleasure in the small things. Don't ever let the little details go by. You don't celebrate them, you don't see them, you don't enjoy them. That's such a key. And then make a spiritual practice a habit. If it's prayer, whatever it is for you, spending time in church, going into small groups, whatever it is, but get plugged in and get involved, because having a community of people that believe the same way we do, that you do, is critical. And if it's Christian values, or it's walking with Christ, or if it's whatever religion that you're in, the main point out of this is to be involved in it at some level, because that way it can bring a big impact in your own health. And of course, these little details that are kind of like the guardians of our emotional health, that's the key. You want to make sure you protect them very much. It'll keep you healthy at all times. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio, the show that's empowering your lifestyle. Let's go to Lois right now. Hi, Lois.
I wake up every 2 hours during the night, and I listened to your program the other night, and I didn't get the name of a sleep aid, phosphatidyl choline or something.
Well, there's several. I mean, it depends on what neurotransmitter or brain chemical that we're dealing with. But typically, phosphatidylcholine is one that helps to raise acetylcholine levels, which can put you in a deeper stage of sleep. You can find a lot of that actually in eggs or whole eggs or egg yolks. But actually, you know, eating certain foods or getting your phosphatidylcholine up is going to help acetylcholine. That'll help you get into a deeper stage of REM sleep. Now, if you can't stay asleep, that's another brain chemical called serotonin. The serotonin is the one that a lot of doctors prescribe medications for when somebody feels depressed, because it actually raises your natural levels and can help you function quite a bit better. So, again, those are the keys, really, that goes hand in hand. I mean, sleep patterns, they really do matter. And getting your body to get into a rhythm, your circadian rhythm is important. Getting that reset, and then using everything you can on the nutritional side. Because when with sleep patterns, there's a couple of little tips. One, you don't want to have a bunch of carbohydrates before you go to bed. Two is you want to have some form of protein and a little bit of healthy fats before bedtime, because it'll sustain the release throughout the night, and you'll be able to hold, you know, maintain good lean muscle tissue and burn body fat that way. So all of that's a key. But with some sleep patterns, if you can focus on building up your nutrition to build your brain chemistry, and then work on good sleep habits, you know, dimming the lights in the early evening, don't put a TV in your bedroom, don't eat too close to bedtime, I mean, all those kind of things can make a big difference in your overall health. But it's about coming up with a game plan and having someone guide you through it.
Heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. U.S. kids may be at risk for high blood pressure. Can you believe that? It's tough to even say that. I remember years ago, I was always talking about how kids in the year 2010 were going to have diabetes. And, I mean, it came and went so fast. And now we're in a place where our kids, our young people, are having to struggle with adult-type health challenges. And it just bothers me. It really does. And our lifestyle choices are making a big, big role in that. And parents, you play a role. It's not genetics being passed down. And kids don't get blood pressure and cholesterol issues and diabetes at an early age. It used to only be juvenile diabetes, type 1. That's why we called it that. There's a lot of, it just showed up in more of young people. Now, we've got rid of the type or the adult onset term with diabetes because so many kids are getting it. Well, now we're talking about blood pressure. It's pretty staggering. The risk for high blood pressure in American teens and children increased 27% over the last 13 years, a new study finds. It also finds as waistlines have thickened, kids have consumed more salt and also, of course, sugars in their diet. High blood pressure is a predominant risk factor for stroke, and stroke rates have been rising in children of the U.S. in the past years. Dr. David Katz, who's the director of Yale University Prevention Research Center, said he was not involved in the study, but had some comments. Harvard researchers collected data from more than 3,000 children aged 8 to 17 who took part in the National Institute and Nutrition Examination Survey from 1988 to 1994. Comparing these kids, although the children in the study had elevated blood pressure, they could not be classified as hypertensive because readings must be three times that high in a row to make the diagnosis. Very true. It says the obesity epidemic continues, though. Doctors are seeing more children with high blood pressure and also cholesterol issues. Today alone, he said, I will see 10 to 15 patients, mostly teenagers, that are overweight with hypertension. Dr. Anna Paredes, she's a pediatric nephrologist at Miami Children's Hospital. The first step in treating these children is to change their diet and increase the amount of exercise that they do, right? Eat less, exercise more, right? I mean, it's been the same kind of concept. So with all of this diet and I guess fitness and nutrition type folks, we tend to talk about that and we kind of laugh about it because it's the concept of eat less, exercise more, shouldn't everybody be healthy? And then there's a million, now there's not a million, but there's a lot of TV shows. There's articles on every homepage of every website about health. There's radio shows like this. And we're all talking about it, but the obesity rate and the just the overweight epidemic continues to grow. And it really blows me away. And now our kids are suffering. So Dr. Paredes also counsels her patients to reduce salt intake in their diet. Much of the salt that children consume comes from the processed foods and drinks like sodas. If you're drinking Gatorade while watching TV, she says, or working on the computer, you're just intoxicating yourself with sugar and salt. Katz said that this new study adds to the weight of evidence that sodium intake affects blood pressure in children as well as adults. I'd like to add to that also, just our diet in general. Eating the wrong kind of foods is where a lot of this comes from. So the pathway with the increased sodium intake to elevated blood pressure to rising in the incidence of stroke, Kat said, is alarming. Americans eat about 3,400 milligrams of salt every day. That's more than twice the American Heart Association's recommended 1,500 milligrams or less. About two-thirds of the salt are from processed foods and restaurant meals. The association between body mass index, which is a measure of body fat and blood pressure, is even stronger in the association with sodium, Katz noted. He says, as the obesity rates rise in our kids, so too does their blood pressure. A high salt content of this processed food is correctable, and of course, parents have to stand up and make a change. I mean, what do you put in your cupboard? What you put in the refrigerators? Your kids are going to eat. So stand up. I mean, if you're not going to educate for yourself and for your own well-being, make sure to educate for them so they can live a healthier life. Drives me crazy. Highlights of this study were published recently, and they said a couple of the following tips about hypertension in our children. Although boys were more likely to have elevated blood pressure, the rate of the kids with high blood pressure was more prevalent in the girls. Over time, more children with overweight with bigger waistlines, especially the women or the girls. Now, children with the biggest waistlines are about twice as likely to have high blood pressure, according to the children with thin waistlines. African-American children had 28% higher risk of high blood pressure than white children, Caucasian. The children who consumed the most salt were 36% or more likely to have high blood pressure compared to children who did not. So, obviously, salt's a big issue. Now, with the processed foods and the fast foods and all of that, it makes a big difference. It really does. And so I want to encourage you to really watch what your kids are taking in. Take monitor of that. If you're going to go to fast food, maybe instead of getting them the Happy Meal or the kids' meal or just the burger and the fries, you might want to go with some of the salad options if you can get them to eat it. And they've got fruit cups and different things. You know, you'll be amazed at what you start your kids with, like the patterns and the habits that you start them with and what will end up happening. Because if they start eating these kind of foods at a young age, they're going to continue it as they get older. It's just part of it. It's part of the plan. It's part of the marketing, too, with a lot of the companies. They know that. No different than any of the other topics out there. So it's very important to make sure that your kids have the best choices at home. And, you know, you're the only one that can provide that for them. And that's what you want to focus on. So, again, if you want to cut the salt down, you don't have to do no salt on everything. But you can actually make better choices when you go to fast food restaurants. You can, like I said, do the salads, do the grilled chicken, do a lot of those instead of the burgers and the fries. Stay away from the sugary drinks because that's going to drive it up too, just like the sodium will. Now, again, I got to tell you this. Diet is a key role, but for kids, getting active. And with texting and video games and technology the way it is, it's caused children not to get out and play and be as active as they, you know, as I did when I was a kid. So I think there needs to be a concerted effort on the parents' part to create a great environment for the kids to be able to thrive in. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget our wellness providers. Check us out at the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle-based provider in your area that can help you along this lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness pathway, they can give you the help that you need. Let's go now to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Just diagnosed this past week with lupus and thought about as far as treatment. Besides steroids and other modern medicine treatments, if there's anything you recommend?
Well, I mean, lupus is definitely not an easy diagnosis. But yet again, if you can get it to go dormant because it is autoimmune and put a little dimmer switch on it, that makes life a whole lot easier. With lupus, first thing you got to do is I get with some type of alternative practitioner, make sure that they can do some testing to figure out what side of the immune system is overactive and which one is underactive. Okay, so we have two different sides of the immune system, the T1 side and the T2 side. They're called T helper cells. But just think about the T1 arm and the T2 arm. One of those sides are active, and that's what stimulates the lupus to be engaged. Now, if you can figure out a way nutritionally to support the body so that you can take the side that's overactive and dim it down, it's one of the best ways to go. Green tea and echinacea tea are a great way to do that. And that's kind of a home remedy type deal. You can also go get some formal testing done with your physician. That's a great way to do it as well. But typically, what echinacea tea, it will work with the T2 arm, and the green tea will work with the T1. Matter of fact, if you drink just one of those teas for about 4 or 5 days, you start to feel horrible. Then that's usually, it's enhancing the other arm. If you drink it and you feel better, it's subduing the one. So it might be good information to give your doctor, too, along the way, and they can help create protocols. Now, depending on if you go to a regular practitioner, physician, or you go to alternative, you're going to get two different mindsets along the way. But they're both valued, and you definitely want to do that. I would. You know, counsel in the multitude of many. There's a great book that says. So powerful, powerful stuff. But lupus, there's a lot of great things. Make sure you're doing everything you can to lower the inflammation in the body, eating low inflammatory based foods, keeping your omega-3 fatty acids up, vitamin D levels checked with your physician to make the numbers sure they're in good range. That plays such a big role with autoimmune issues. It's unbelievable. So a couple things to think about and help you along the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call. Or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Email for the day, brought to you by Gene Mee. Henry in Bowling Green, Kentucky, says, I've had a hard time this summer with the bug bites. What do you think I should do? Great question. I usually don't do very well with the bug bites either, my man. Now, here is the deal. When it comes to bug bites, here's a rule of thumb. Now, there's a lot of coffee drinkers out there, and you drink your coffee every single day. It's part of your routine. I get it. But when you go on vacation or when you're going out playing golf or whatever, might not want to do coffee that day. Coffee enhances certain chemicals within the skin. It will draw mosquitoes and bugs to you. However, if you take a B-complex vitamin, just a regular B-complex whole food vitamin, it emits an odor because we're so B deficient in our diet that it emits an odor that actually pushes the bugs away. So there's a natural solution, to help with those bugs in the summer and get some B vitamins along the way. You can eat a ton of spinach as well, or eat your vegetables. We'll be right back.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now 888-283-7272.
Lines are open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. It's all about the choices that we make every single day. Why? Because they can determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. That's what this show is all about. We're going to kick it off and go with Dan. Hi, Dan.
And I had a question about when's the best time to take Nexium.
All right. Well, Nexium, there's different thoughts on that. A lot of doctors will give you different theories. Typically, because you're dealing with acid and you're dealing with issues with the digestion, it's always good to take it with a meal and kind of in the middle of it. Some say before, some say after. Usually it's good right in the middle. And the packaging or the directions will usually tell you which ones or how to take it in that regard. So something to think about. But the other key in dealing with that is getting to the root cause. I mean, why is it even happening in the first place? Why are you having to take it? That should be the question. Why are you even having to deal with that? And so coming up with a game plan and figuring that out is another key. And so sometimes you have too much acid, sometimes you don't have enough. And, you know, again, it's really getting down and figuring out with your body what the deal is. And I'll tell you, a little at-home test that they've used is getting some apple cider vinegar, taking that with a meal. If your stomach burns worse, then you actually have too much acid. If you feel better and actually you know things seem to work better, you probably don't have enough acid. And there's different routes to go for either way. So a little at-home test to do. But if your doctor has you taking the Nexium, I would just find out when they want you to take it. A lot of times they have their own ways of wanting to do things, and you probably want to go with that. All right, 888-283-7272. This show is all about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. And, of course, there we've got all kinds of information, people to help and providers to help you in your area that believe the same way we do. You can find out that information right there at the website. Now, surprising ways that stress can mess with your workout. Now, you ever thought, well, I thought exercise was a stress reliever. Well, it is. But they're saying now that stress can be quite the challenge when it comes into your exercise routine. And again, it's healthy for you to exercise and it releases stress. But if you have a very stressful life, higher cortisol levels can actually come in and actually make your workout not so great. So here's some things that you got to look at. So if you deal with any kind of emotional issues, a lot of work, maybe financial issues, they're saying now that actually there's some ways that you can deal with that, and taking it into the exercise room or the gym or outside, whatever you need to do. Here's some things they found that when you're facing big deadlines, they say, or coping with a family crisis, they say spin class sometimes can fall off the priorities list. And Yale University researchers recently looked at all the studies they could find on stress and exercise habits and how they went kind of hand in hand. Three-fourths of them show that people under pressure tend to slack off on physical activity and spend more time being sedentary. It's called paralysis of analysis. Sometimes you get too stressed out, you just feel like you can't get anything done. So one of the things you can do is you can outsmart it, they say, by doing workouts in tandem with other stress management techniques, such as deep breathing. It can increase the likelihood that you'll follow a regular exercise routine. So try walking, meditation, where you can focus on paying close attention to your breath or whatever's going on around you. The study in Psychological Science actually suggested that even faking a half smile can lower your heart rate and reduce your stress response almost instantly. Think about that. It's normal to feel sore the day after any kind of exercise type class, like a boot camp. But the after effects can linger, and you can alter your from powering through your next workout. So the exercise, the fatigue, and all that, and the muscle soreness called delayed onset muscle soreness. And so that actually, you can do that with nutrition. You can actually cut down on that. Now, you don't want to cut down on the intensity of your exercise. I'm a big fan of higher intensity to moderate intensity, something along those lines. But you can increase the complex carbohydrates in your diet. Sweet potatoes, brown rice are really good for that. They can increase glycogen stores in the muscle. And the more you do that, the more you're going to actually increase and enhance recovery. The other key is L-glutamine. It's an amino acid you can pick up pretty much now at any health food store. But the glutamine, we found, really enhances recovery as well. Usually, you can do between about 10 and 20 grams of that a day, they say, and it will support muscle tissue repair. It's one of the top amino acids recommended by the American College of Sports Medicine and also the folks with the Certified Strength Conditioning Specialist certifications. So the American College of Sports Medicine is very, very big, and a lot of the studies that they show have been a part of have been shown with that and the National Strength Conditioning Association. I mean, they're all very big on glutamine, and of course there's good studies on it too. It enhances immune system function. It just has and plays a big key role in sports nutrition, and that's one key that we're finding now that's just become very, very big, and you're going to see that more in sports. Recovery is what it's all about. That's why a lot of athletes take steroids. It's not so much, I mean, yeah, they put on muscle and can maintain muscle, but it's about the recovery time for when they can exercise their sport again, work out again, whatever it needs to be, and actually maintain some good results from that. So that tends to be the key and why people do that. But glutamine is a great one, and it can help kind of build the reserves up and get you to recover quite a bit better. So again, exercise, though, don't let life get in the way. That's the bottom line of this. I mean, what they did in the study, they found that life tended to get in the way, but don't let it. Take control of your life. Don't let life control you. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.